Hello and welcome to Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we have been interviewing politicians, activists, advocates, and others since 2016 with the intention of ennobling public service, creating a platform for positive civil discourse, and facilitating dialogue with difference. This show is the antidote for those who are tired of hearing about what's going wrong with the world. We showcase people just like you who are working to leave the world better than they found it. And that's good news. And now a word from former President John F. Kennedy with his views on public service.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I'll remind you that this show is made possible by viewers like you. If you appreciate what we're doing here at Public Interest Podcast and enjoy this episode, please contribute $1 at publicinterestpodcast.com. And to express our gratitude, we offer a few freebies to our supporters. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Today's show is brought to you by Warby Parker. They're an online eyeglasses company that for $95 provides you prescription lenses and frames, which is basically a third to a fourth the cost of getting eyeglasses traditionally through your optometrist. I know that I have terrible vision and I'm always needing to pay a few hundred dollars when I get a new pair of eyeglasses. So that's the thing I like about Warby Parker is it's basically the same quality you'd otherwise get, but it's for a fraction of the cost. So if you go to warbyparkertrial.com/public interest, using that URL at the very end, referencing this podcast, you'll get a special free 5-day trial try-on with 5 pairs, 5 days, 100% free. They ship it out for free and you can return them all for free. So again, that's warbyparkertrial.com/public interest. Enjoy. Hello, this is Jordan Cooper, the host of Public Interest Podcast, and today we have a special mailbox episode. I will read a variety of feedback that I've received over the past year or so from listeners to Public Interest Podcast and provide some responses to that feedback. So let's see. Eva Arnold wrote to me, "We need another MVA for Montgomery County. You have to wait 6 months for a driving test because of the population growth. All you have to do is open up another driving course separate from the MVA. But that takes work, which no one wants to do. Politicians are a menace to the public interest, and they're lazy." Well, Eva, you're certainly welcome to have opinions about politicians, and driving test takes 6 months. Well, you know, if you have an expert about the MVA who you'd like to have on the show, I'd welcome the suggestion for that person to come on the show. But I disagree with you that politicians are a menace to the public interest. That's the whole premise of this show. But I agree that the Motor Vehicle Administration is often the front door to interaction with government for most citizens, and there ought to be a very pleasant experience there. And I recognize that sometimes that hasn't been the case for you. And I certainly know as a resident of Montgomery County, Maryland, I've had my own challenges with MVA in the past. Let's see. JT writes, "The words from the White House and the inner crew have become fake, and yet the media still hasn't adjusted to it. For example, when it was discovered that Donald Trump Jr. held a private meeting with a Russian, he told the press who left early, what it was and wasn't about. CNN took it as if it were obviously true. Why should we give any credence to Trump's account of what they discussed, who did or didn't leave, what Dad said about it, what plans were made? We have to assume his comments were made up." This is from James Tugan. I don't know why I can't use my real name. Okay, so Jim was a previous guest on Public Interest Podcast. He makes a point. We actually had a panel discussion on fake news back in May 2018. And 17 on public fake news, what exactly is what's an alternative fact? What's an actual fact? Jim, you clearly come from a liberal point of view. I know some of our listeners have more sympathies and some more antipathies towards the current administration. Certainly, we'll take the point that you made And I appreciate your feedback. Let's see here. Terry Young writes, African-American entrepreneurialism is at an unsurpassed high. African-American consumerism is additionally at an unsurpassed high. Vast enterprises are following this data and effectively advertising to their dark customer, both with customary showcasing efforts and furthermore with the best online promoting. Okay, well, Terry, I appreciate that. I'm not exactly sure what you're asking of me, but thank you for letting me know about the current state of African-American entrepreneurship and consumerism. Ashley McVeigh writes, very good post on talk radio in the American media market. Well, I appreciate that, Ashley. Let's see here. Ken Rubin says, public interest podcast is too boring to make money. Ken is actually one of our frequent contributors. I've received a lot of feedback from him. So we have a number of bits of feedback from him to go through today. So, Ken, in response to your comment that it's too boring to make money, yes, it goes back to the point, the whole reason why I created Public Interest Podcast, which was when I was running for office and people said that I seemed like a nice guy, why would I ever want to be a politician? I thought that that sentiment was born of the fact that most of what people read about politicians is negative and sensationalist, and therefore they conclude that since they tend to read only about politicians who are doing terrible things, all politicians must be doing terrible things. And the majority of politicians who are actually doing their job are indeed too boring to make the news, and therefore there's a reporting bias which leads to anti-establishment sentiments. And of course, the point of the Public Interest Podcast is to make public service more attractive as a calling, and public servants more to ennoble them and show them as honorable people. So yes, indeed, I'll admit that sometimes these episodes do get to be boring, going into the details of policy, and they would be boring to most people. But again, I think that's exactly what we need. We need news. I think news, perhaps in the heyday of television news and earlier in the 60s and 70s, was made to be a little bit more objective than perhaps news is today. And sensationalism is certainly not where I'm going. And since I focus exclusively on good news and intentionally try to avoid sensationalism and try to avoid bringing up controversies, That is an editorial decision as I create Public Interest Podcasts. So, but thank you for the comment. You also suggest to create a new podcast called What Are They Hiding? Well, again, I'm not interested in making politicians, exposing politicians' dirty laundry or skeletons in the closet or whatever metaphor you'd like. I'm not trying to make them out to be bad guys. I'm trying to make them out to be good guys. So I'm not trying to uncover so much what they're hiding as to discuss what policy areas they've been working on, what their motivations are for doing public service, and what they hope their legacy would be. So again, not interested in finding what they're hiding. Ramtin Amin writes, congratulate you on your podcast. So impressed and happy for you. All the hard work is coming to fruition. Keep riding the wave of success. Well, thank you, Ramtin. I appreciate that. Okay, Ken Rubin again says, the fundamental flaw in your podcast is the people and topics you choose. That demands that they answer your trademark question, what have they done for the public interest, with a typical rambling, unfocused, awful answer. The technical flaws in listening to it, you are typically clear and loud. The interviewer is often remote and hard to hear. Most of all, in a huge competition with thousands of podcasts that are available, many of them with information that people find essential to daily listening or otherwise comforting, thus relegating your podcast to something a person might occasionally listen to after it has been sitting in the listen to list. Well, Ken, on this one, what have they done to advance the public interest? I like to have some sort of structural constancy to each episode. So we're always talking about the public interest. This is Public Interest Podcast, and I think that a predictable opening question allows people to feel like they can prepare and expect something. And then often, and then we'll always evolve into something off interesting, something else. And sometimes it's interesting and sometimes it's unpredictable. I also have the same closing questions, basically, at the end. What were their motivations and what would they hope their legacy would be? In the middle, it's all unscripted and unplanned. So I think having some kind of structure is helpful for the listeners. The people and topics you choose, I often try to choose people, a mix of people. So half are political, half aren't. Some have a very high profile, some don't at all. And I'm trying to demonstrate that there are many ways to engage in public service. And that's what I'm trying to convey to the listeners. Yes, there is a huge amount of competition. You mentioned the technical flaws. I have a Blue Yeti microphone. I try the best I can to make high quality sound. I use GarageBand to edit. Of course, I'm not a professional audio producer. I hope that the quality has been improving over the last year. We've now done 275 episodes. Technical flaws, listen clear and loud. A lot of my interviews are conducted remotely by phone. I was able to interview the Lieutenant Governor of Washington State. And of course, he's in Washington State and I'm in Maryland. So we had to conduct that and a number of other interviews by phone with people all over the world and the country. And so as you'll even see this in professional news broadcasts, when they have someone call in by phone, the sound quality is a little less. But I agree that the sound quality could be improved, and I hope to continue to improve the sound quality over time. This one is from Zeev Kane, also a previous guest on Public Interest Podcast. He says, "Hi, Jordan. I really enjoyed the interview with Jen Burnham. Your show is really great, and I always look forward to the next episode." Well, Zeev, I am glad that you enjoyed the interview with Jen, who is, by the way, a nurse in Baltimore City, who is an advocate against mandatory vaccinations for children. I am glad that you enjoyed that episode. So then there's also some testimonials. So I heard this from BB, Dr. Andrea, and Jennifer, hosts of Boom Goddess Radio, again, previous guests on Public Interest Podcast, writing, "It was great talking with you this afternoon. You're an amazing host. We were so impressed with your ability to recall our statements and repeat them. Do you use some cool tools for that, or is that just your brain? Oh my God. If you ever go into PR and want to be our agent, honestly, just a wonderful way of connecting with your guests. Great job, and your questions are right on the money. It was so much fun." Well, BB, Andrea, and Jennifer, thank you for your comments. Michael Harrison writes, "I'm very impressed with your ability to absorb and listen to some complex ideas and take them to a more articulated level. It has been a pleasure talking to you." Well, Michael, it was a pleasure talking to you as well. Again, a previous guest. Gabe Albernaz, a previous guest on Public Interest Podcast, writes, "I want to thank you for doing this. You're helping fill the void, and what you're doing is a public service and is important. I hope that other people do it because it is informative and it is important to hold elected officials accountable, and you're doing that. Thank you." Well, Gabe, thank you. Now, Ken Rubin is back, this time with a compliment. He says, "You have a real talent for this, interviewing, and you are extremely knowledgeable about so many topics. You, unfortunately, are currently burdened with a moral decency and strong desire to promote the public interest and believe that politicians seek office to serve the public, rather than to enrich themselves. I'm very impressed, Jordan. Really, you've created something out of nothing and have made a name for yourself with an extremely impressive network of people. You've considered a career at MSNBC or CNN? You'd be great. Your episode was excellent, your best interviewee, and you were at your best too. Your introduction was outstanding in presentation and substance. The microphone technical sounds were spot on. Ken Rubin." Well, Ken, thank you so much for that. It seems like sometimes you like the technical sounds on the microphone, sometimes you don't, but I appreciate the feedback. Peter Francho, Comptroller of the State of Maryland, a previous guest on Public Interest Podcast, wrote, "I know everybody who's already been interviewed by you likes the process." Well, thank you. I'm glad word is getting around. Audio Insight writes, "My new favorite podcast, Jordan's thoughtful approach to politics is just what we need in this day and age. I love the variety of interviews, so you can pick what you're interested in." Well, that's the idea. If you go to publicinterestpodcast.com, Audio Insight, you go to the second, up top, the second page, it's called Issues, and I've stratified and categorized every episode that I've recorded by issue area. And so hopefully I don't intend for anyone to like everything, but I do hope that everyone can find something they like. So we have art, we have the behind the scenes co-hosting episodes, business and entrepreneurship, consumer advocacy, diversity, education, environment, finance, foreign affairs, good governance, immigration, infrastructure, journalism, labor unions, law and justice, medicine, wellness, health and health policy, philanthropy, politics, religion, social services. So I hope that there's something there that may be able to interest everyone, and I'm glad that you found that to be the case. Bruce MD says, good news. It's very engaging. I find it very interesting and enjoyable to listen to good news for a change. The speakers are very knowledgeable. I learn a lot about topics I hadn't known about in the past. Great. Glad to hear it. 1390 KDCAJB writes, great information. These podcasts are informative and give access to people's thoughts, recommendations, and objectives. Information you would not generally come across by searching online news platforms. The other big advantage of these podcasts is that they are positive and uplifting, a welcomed alternative source of information to all the negative posts and false news feeds. Well, 1390 KDC, I am glad that you feel that way, and that certainly is my intent. I'm glad that we're able to get through a positive news source. Karen writes, an entertaining and informative show. I like it. Thank you, Karen RN. DN Cat writes, informative and illuminating. Short, probing interviews with guests from a variety of backgrounds who nonetheless are all advancing the public interest in some fashion. Although I hope for more levity in future episodes, this podcast has my enthusiastic recommendation. Well, DN Cat, I appreciate your feedback. I have tried to introduce some levity into the behind-the-scenes co-hosting episodes, and there's been some laughter there and been a little bit less serious, so hopefully that has met your goal in levity. E.G. Balt writes, Jordan interviewed me and it was great. Very engaging conversation. Thanks, man. Well, you're welcome. Here's one. Says, Eddie the Flying Gimp, I've heard worse, writes, I'm no podcast critic, but I know what I hate and I don't hate this. John VC 2005 writes, what a great way to serve the public interest. Intelligent, informative, and relatable. These interviews bring us closer to our surrounding communities as we are able to gain valuable insight and connect with the life stories of people who we may not necessarily encounter on a day-to-day basis. I'd recommend this podcast to anyone with enthusiasm. Well, thank you so much, John VC. Carr Swiss writes, an innovative examination of what leading Americans do to promote the public interest. This unique look into what motivates prominent citizens to act in the public interest will be a useful guide to younger audiences considering what they can do to improve the lives of others. It tilts liberal. Oh, I'm sorry, Carr Swiss. I try to make the podcast nonpartisan by interviewing people across the political spectrum and others, but clearly you think it tilts liberal. Reflecting the moderator's understanding of what is the public interest and a likely belief that only the Democratic Party acts in the public interest. I certainly hope that I'm sorry to hear that that is your takeaway. I have interviewed a number of Republicans, libertarians, and all sorts of people who don't agree with the Democratic Party, but you certainly are entitled to that belief. Like many podcasts, the content varies greatly from week to week. Some are stunning in their revelations, not to be missed, but several could benefit from editing out rambling discussions and stuff that is simply of no interest to anyone beyond the people in the recording room. Well, Carr Swiss, I appreciate the feedback and apologize for coming across as partisan to you. We have two more listeners, all right? One is by Pip Fan. Great podcast. In a time where many may feel disheartened, this podcast provides a unique perspective to understand how and why individuals from diverse backgrounds harness their many talents and skill sets to contribute to society. This podcast helps to broaden our conceptualization to include the many ways to contribute to the betterment of society across many disciplines. Moreover, it can help serve as a bridge to open communication to different perspectives, creating understanding and positive change. Jordan Cooper successfully navigates each interview with thought-provoking questions while limiting the scope to accommodate a short and sweet episode length. Cooper's impressive background and education clearly proves to be a unique asset as a creator and interviewer of Pip. He clearly doesn't shy away from a challenge of difficult topics. This podcast is not only compelling, informative, and entertaining, but will likely also motivate, encourage, and inspire other do-gooders. Well, Pip Fan, I certainly am grateful for your feedback. It's clear that you are a Pip fan, and thank you. I appreciate that. Finally, RACG12 writes, an uplifting political podcast. Mr. Cooper has a wide variety of guests that you wouldn't normally think of as contributing to the public good. That's exactly my intent. He interviews the usual suspects like politicians and activists, but also includes clergy and CEOs. I also love that he doesn't dwell on the negative aspects of the current U.S. political climate. My favorite episode is one with former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Well, RACG12, I appreciate your comment, and that is exactly my intent, to broaden the access and the spectrum of those who are seeking to advance the public interest beyond merely elected officials. So, Public Interest Podcast listeners, that has been a year's worth of feedback that I've gotten on Public Interest Podcast. It's been sent in by fans, listeners, just like yourself. And I encourage you to send in more feedback by emailing me or calling me. Again, those are available at the bottom of the website. You can call at 240-630-0380 or email contact@publicinterestpodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to hearing more feedback in the future. Today's show is brought to you by GoDaddy, where you can buy your own website domain name or build your own website. Now, I've used GoDaddy myself before for various endeavors and found it useful in building my own website. If you'd like to save 30% off the cost of building your own website, go to trygodaddy.com/public interest. Again, that's trygodaddy.com/public interest to save 30% off the cost of buying your own domain name and building your own website at GoDaddy. Enjoy. This has been another episode of Public Interest Podcast with your host, Jordan Cooper, where we interview politicians, activists, advocates, and others who seek to improve the state of the world. I'll remind you to subscribe on publicinterestpodcast.com, iTunes, or your favorite podcast listening platform. And please join the conversation by calling 240-630-0380 or emailing engage@publicinterestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.